Welcome children to the third module of practical geometry. In the previous session, triangles are constructed if the given data satisfies the properties of triangle. Whereas if all the three measures of a triangle are given, all of us will get a different variety of triangles with the same measures of angles. So, in order to construct a triangle uniquely, everyone will get the same shape and size of the triangle, though orientation is different. To construct the triangle uniquely, it is needed to fulfill some other conditions of a triangle, that is the concept of congruence of triangles. To recall the congruence conditions, the first one is SSS criterion, which states that two triangles are said to be congruent if and only if three sides of one triangle correspondingly equal to the sides of another triangle. That means the three sides of one triangle must be correspondingly equal to the three sides of the another. Then we will get the triangle uniquely. Similarly, SAS criterion, ASA criterion and RHS criterion we have already dealt in the chapter congruence of triangles. Now, the triangle can be drawn uniquely if and only if any one of the following sets of criterion is followed. Now, let us learn to construct a triangle with SSS criterion and SAS criterion in this module. The other two criterion we will see in the next module. Let us see the construction of a triangle when the lengths of its three sides are given. That is called SSS criterion. Now, as we have previously done, to construct a triangle with the given three measurements of the sides, first of all, before construction of a triangle, we have to have the practice of constructing a rough sketch. That is nothing but planning. That is to decide how to proceed to the construction of the required triangle. So first step is itself is draw a rough triangle. Then, as per the data given, next, second, draw a line segment BC of length 6 cm. If the triangle is to be constructed, AB is equal to 5 cm, BC is equal to 6 cm, AC is equal to 7 cm. So first of all, we are cross-checking whether the given data satisfies the properties of triangle. If so, we will proceed further. Draw a rough figure, rough sketch, and then we will start the pair work. That is, the pair work can be done after verifying whether the construction is possible or not. Whenever any construction is to be done, so first we have to have the customary thing to draw a rough figure with the given data after examining whether the properties of a triangle are fulfilled. Now, in this case, while constructing the triangle with the SSS criterion, draw a line segment. First, in the first step, we are constructing a rough sketch of it, and secondly, we are drawing the fair figure of the construction. Similarly, construction of a triangle, when the lengths of two sides and the measure of one of the angles between them are given, which is called SAS. Here, A is called the measure of the angle, that is called included angle. That means the angle between the given two sides. So, for example, construct a triangle PQR, given that PQ is equal to 3 cm, QR is equal to 5.5 cm, and the measure of angle PQR is equal to 60 degrees. Here, PQR is equal to 60 degrees is the multiple of 15. Therefore, this 60 degrees to be drawn by using compasses only. So, first of all, draw a rough sketch of it and then draw a line segment QR of length 5.5 cm, and at Q, draw OQX making 60 degrees with QR. Okay. Now, with Q as center, draw an arc of radius 3 cm. It cuts OQX at the point P, join PR. We get the required triangle PQR. So, thank you very much, children. This is the end of module 3. of practical geometry.